多可以洗啊，不用靠沙哈。那是什么呢？我们看的大概是 and also in Hazira and other places, so the Gemara points out all this, the whole detail told this, Maish Rab or Maish the told. So the Gemara says, according to the Rabbonim of Chedorezer, that if one does an Ab and he told it, so he's only hired one Hatos. So, does anyone have a Gemara to come here? No? All this before we get all this to the same Talitzben. Loishne Av Chatos, Loishne Tov Chatos, Loishne Av Skir, Loishne Tov Skir. Umayi Kevin Av Lito Lode, Nakim in Emnei, Dino Av Ichte Yov Is Bad Ode, Ina Meshte Tov Is Bad Ode, Mechai, Akon Kevin Lechot. Vino Av Ichte Yov Is Bad Ode, Ina Meshte Tov Is Bad Ode, Mechai, Akon Kevin Lechot. Ule Mechai, Vatov Is Mokim Av. So according to Rebbeza, if somebody, let's say, will sow, and he'll also water, he'll water the plants. So it's an Av Netolde, so it's Chayv Du Chatois, but according to Rabbonon, it's Chayv Ben Chatois. Or Rebbeza, Mechayv Atolde Mokim Av, Amai Kor Le'av, Amai Kor Le'itolode. Har Da Av Mishkech Shive Kor Le'av, Har Da Av Mishkech Shive Kor Le'itolode. So Teisves here mentions two girls. So he says, one girsi is the girsi that we have in our text, in Baba Kam. And also Mazir, at the beginning Mazir. So, Hach de Havet in Mishkin Chshive Kol Le'av, Hano de Loi Havet in Mishkin Chshive Kol Le'tov. Ufi Hai Girsi, Bo Le'afuke Kamo Meloches, Shelo Yochshuvim Voyo Bin Mishkon, Vitoil Bis Nimu, Ve Loi Ovis Meloches. So in other words, anything that was in the Mishkin, and was not Hoshu, so it's only Tolod. It's not enough. So what is the thing that makes it into Nav? The fact that it's Hoshu. Then he says, "Vi is the Garse, har de have a mishkin ruchshive, kol Av, har de loy have a mishkin ruchshive, kol Tolod, ufidios ezu toch leima, di boye tarte. So in other words, according to one verse that Jesus Molokame says, the important thing is Choshu, if something existed in the Mishkan, but it wasn't Choshu, so it's not enough, it's only Tavode, but if it is Choshu, so then it's Mashma, as the Maram points out, and this tasteless. In Molokame, if it is Choshuv, even though it did not exist in the Mishkan, so it's not. So Choshuv is more important than the fact that it existed in the Bein HaMishkan. If it is Choshuv, even though it did not exist in the Bein HaMishkan, so then it's not. But if it existed in the Bein HaMishkan, but it was not Choshuv, then it's only the one. Then the other girl thing is, they both are equally important. Har de have be mishkin not chshive, but har de have be mishkin uchshive kol yam. So there are two prerequisites: the fact that it existed in the Bina Mishkan, and also that it's choshu. If it's choshu and it did not exist in the Bina Mishkan, so then it's in Tavode, it's not enough. If it existed in the Bina Mishkan, it's not choshu. Again, it's not enough. Alright. So in other words, so Tesis in Bolokame only mentions two shittes, two gersois. According to one gersa, the gersa that we have, how they have in the Mishkan, chashive. So it means that the important thing is choshu, not existence in the Bina Mishkan, and according to the other gersa, both are equally important. But Tesis, one second, let me think. Tesis in Azirei, Nazir mentions both Yosois But in all Gilsa cases it's different shot. That's at the quote on the base. The reverse of the Mechayev, I told them what Imam Amai called the Av, had the Motsu Lameyma Lakim in Asroi, he did Rashi to the Kolbot, he told me that the Hanukum Shana had the Havis in Mishnah Shiv, is the Gars, they had the Havis in Mishnah Shiv, they call the Av. They had the Havis in Mishnah Shiv, they call it the Lord, Ufize, that's the Gilsa that we have. That we have, now the Lord. וכי זה יש ברוך איזה אב ומישי כמינקי שומש כזרועים ולא יחשיבה ולא יחשיבה ולא יחשיבה וכי ניגעסינון יחבס במישי מוכשיבה קורא לה So Tesis in the Kamed Al Beis Amed Alef says that the Gil said the Havis be Mish Much Shuvay now let's see the book HaMechaber is present so implies that we need both obviously according to the Gil said how the Havis be Mish Much Shuvay So that certainly implies that there are two prerequisites in order to be an Av. The existence in the Mishkan and also Chosh. But Teisves in Bava Kamed Al Beis Amed Aleph says that according to the other Gilsay, Han de Hava de Mishkan Chshive, not Uchshive, but Han de Hava Mishkan Chshive. So the important thing is only Chosh, not existence in the Mishkan. But here Teisves equates the two the two Gilsoids, in other words, that the Gilsoi, how the Havel Mishkech Shiva call it out, the how the Havel Mishkech Shiva call it the Lord God, he equates with the Gilsoi, how the Havel Mishkech Shiva call it out. And the Pshat in Havel Mishkech Shiva call it out means that there are two prerequisites. So the implication is that the Gilsoi, according to the Gilsoi, how the Havel Mishkech Shiva call it out, they have the way have Mishkan called Lode, so there are also two prerequisites. But then Teisa says, another Gilsay, a third Gilsay, Abuliga seen on how the have Mishkan Shiva, we call it out, how the way have the Mishkan, Loy Shiva, call it Lode. So if you say, Ati Lode is Loy of the Mishkan. So that's a third Gilsay. And according to the third Gilsay, Teisa's Mokame doesn't even mention the third Gilsay. But according to the third Gilsay, the important thing is having the Mishkan. Chshiva is not important. Anything that existed in the Bi and Mishkan is an Av, even if it's not Choshev. So in other words, when we are Mitzaren, Teisves in the Kamed Al Beis, and Teisves in Azir and Tzadik Vov, so we have three sheets. So, three sheets. One sheet is, that is based upon the Gilsay, how they have the Mishkan, Chashive, they call it out. How the way have the Mishkan, Loy Chashive, they call it the door, okay? So according to the Pshat in that Gilsay, definitely is that the only important thing is have the Mishkan, Chashive is not important. So the fact that something, a certain kind of work, existed in the Bina Mishkan, that in itself gives it a status of Av, even though it's not Chashive. Then there is another Gilsay. How they have it, the Mishkan Uchshive Kolea. So definitely, according to that Gilsay, there are two prerequisites. Then there is a third Gilsay, and there's a Gilsay that we have. How they have a Mishkan Uchshive Kolea. How do we have a Mishkan Uchshive Kolea? So according to Teisves. So there is a machlekes between Teisves Nazeilek and Teisves Melchamed Abbeid. According to Teisves Nazeilek, that's how it rolls on the base. So the pshat in the Gilsay is the same as in the Gilsay of how to have a mishmurshit. There are two prerequisites. But according to Teisves in the Kamed Al Beis Amed Aleph, so the pshat in the Gilsay, how to have a mishmurshit, call it out. How to have a mishmurshit. How do I have a mishmurshit? Call it a lot. There is that the important criterion is only chshive. So that means on the whole way of rishis. One shita is that the important thing is only choshev, not havel mishkan. Another shita is that the important thing is only havel mishkan, not choshev. And the third shita is a gilsay, how the havel mishkan uchshive, that there are two important prerequisites. Now, so the shita that there are two prerequisites, we understand. It's not strange that the shita that existence in the mishkan is the only prerequisite. For an Av, we understand. It's not difficult to understand. But the Shite, that only Choshev is the important thing. That is very strange. That is very strange. Because, in other words, if something is choshul, so Tesis Mubakame says that base, that even if it didn't exist in the Binyan Midrash, in the Binyan Mishkan. So it's not, if it is choshul. And if it is not choshul, even though it existed in the Binyan Mishkan, so it's not enough. So the question is, if it didn't exist in the Binyan Mishkan, how could it become? How could it become a Ruache? It shouldn't become any Ruache. Neither Av nor the Ode. After all, we learn out the Ruache Shabbos from Mishkan. If something did not exist, the Bina Mishkan, on what basis can it become a Ruache? Never mind Av. Even the Ode, on what basis can it become? If it didn't exist, the Bina Mishkan. After all, that's the basis for Ruaches. The Smichus between Shabbos and Bina Mishkan. So from that we learn out the Aloche of Lametes Meloches. So that's the basis. And if something did not exist in the Bina Mishkan, how can it be a Meloche? Even if it was, how can it be? So we have to say that without any counterpart in the Mishkan, it couldn't be a Meloche. Whether Av or Tawad, it couldn't be a Meloche. But according to many Gesheinim, so now what does the Mishnah mention among the others? What does the Mishnah mention among the others? Now let's see. In Talgot, our Mishnah. So it mentions, obviously we're going to have a good time. אז הרי האחיר יש הקיצר הממר הדוש הזירה הדירה התיכן המרקי הלוש ואוי איפה is mentioned. How about מבשל? מבשל is not mentioned. Why is מבשל mentioned in the Mishnah? What existed in Mishnah? According to Rashi according to Rabbi Cohen we'll soon see, Mishit of Rabbi Cohen, but according to Rashi איפה did not exist in the Mishnah. Why do I say according to Rabbi Cohen? The Gritao points out, I mean this machlokes is spelled out. But Rashi says, according to Rashi, so when we learn out meloches of Shabbos from Mishkan, it means only that kind of meloche that prevailed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan is a meloche. But something that did not exist in the Mishkan, did not prevail in the Mishkan, in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the korbanos that were offered in the Mishkan. That's not a basis for a melacha. Rabbi Goyen says that not only the types of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan are melachas, but even a kind of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with avos korbanos, let's say like kefir, so that was done in the Mishkan in connection with the Lechem Aponim, it had to be paid. That's also a basis for Melach. But Rashi Shita is, as the Gretal pointed out, I mean there is no doubt that there is a definite machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Goyen. Rashi Shita is that only that type of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Binyan, not something that existed in connection with the Avos Korbanos in the Mishkan in Midbar. That's that. So Rashi says, now let's see what Rashi says in regard to Eifel, on our mission. Ho Eifel will have a mission to Eishayach will be passed, will pass to Eishayach will be Lechus HaMishke. Avol Kure Kamaise have a Bissamonim shel Tzeva Tchiles ve'agomom v'shua Hashoni. U Mikmore Poir v'shov Iktan v'vashel v'av Bissamonim v'noket Eifel v'shurim shel Eilu k'kheires chutz m'kheires. V'chol shul kamo v'kamer. That's something else. So Rashi says, that Eifel was not in the Mishkan. Eifel was not in the Mishkan. So why does what was the Mishkan Mevashel? So if Eifel was not in the Mishkan, Mevashel was in the Mishkan, why doesn't the Mishkan mention Mevashel rather than Eifel? So there is another Rashi. The Rashi that I am Dalet or Medalet. The fourth line, after the two dots in Rashi, the fourth line on the top, from the top. שכינון איכול קיטי בלוי כסיש לתחה בבב דהב ולמקדוש דהב מלוכי כסיש means when you remove the husk from the seed of the grape. So שכינון איכול קיטי בלוי כסיש לתחה בבב דהב ולמקדוש דהב מלוכי כי אם ביטון המקדוש ליטון המקדוש וזה ירדר אומר רק את סידור הדיפסטי וחידן דהב ולמקדוש ואוכל אסחיר בסידור הדפס תנינו כדאם כנאי דה באיפה דאגו למיסטה מבש ולאיפה להדה במידוש או משום סידור הדפס זה פס נוטה ועושה הולו ואיפה דפס כמבש ולסמונים אבל כסי שעשיר מדרצה וחסל אססל נקיו אבל אני אם לא יתארכה הלתח ונתון אלו. So the Gemara says because אני אמיד את without כסי ש but חשי says so ממילא so he says in view of the fact that the Aramim, poor people, they eat the pas without removing the husk from the seed of the grain, so in Mele, it's not mentioned in the separate Meloche. It's not mentioned in the separate Meloche, even though it was in the Midrash. Masheike, Zeyre Bera Omerakeit. So the Kibun, they have the Midrash, so they are mentioned separately as Meloches. So Zeyre is one Meloche, Bera, is another meloche, mirak is another meloche. If Zeir Abir or mirak is even counted as separate meloches, then instead of Aboim Chosrachas, of 39 meloches, we would have only 37 meloches. Why do we have 39? Because Zeir is one, and Abir is the second, and mirak is the third. They are very similar, Zeir Abir or mirak. But since, and if each one had not existed in the Mishkan, so then it wouldn't be counted separately, but in view of the fact that it existed in the Mishkan and the Asidura the Pas, because they are all involved in the Pas, so Memele they are counted separately. So what's the Pshat in Rashi? Just because it Mishle made the fact that the Mishnah mentions Eifer, because the Tanya of the Mishnah wanted to mention Meloches in the order of the processing of the Pas. So he mentions Reyach Hidish Keitzem Amir Dol Zeira Bira Dichem Rak. He wanted to classify them that way. So it's an arbitrary thing. But Rashi says that because of Zidura Dipas, the Zeira Bira Omerakeit are considered separate Meloches. Because of Zidura Dipas, what's the significance of the fact that all these three are involved in the processing, in the order of processing the Pas? So first you winnow the wheat, and then you are bearing the wheat from all kinds of impurities that are mixed up with the wheat, and then you sift it for a slave. So because of that, because all these three types of work are involved in the order of the processing of pas, so because of that, They are counted separately. What's the pshat? So the pshat is as follows. Of course, when Teisle says in Gomakame that according to our Tisim the Gemara, so Choshit is the only important thing. Choshit is only important thing, even if it didn't exist in the Mishnah. Teisle does not mean that something that is Choshit, that in the minds of all the people is definitely Choshit. That's the types of work that are admittedly of great importance, and even though it never existed in the Mishnah, not even a counterpart, not something that resembles it, existed in the Mishnah, so Mimele it's considered in Loch, Chas V'Sholem. We learn how it all the Meloches from the Mishnah. So something that did not exist itself in the Mishnah, nor a counterpart of that type of work, existed in the Mishnah, it couldn't be Loch, it couldn't be an art, it couldn't be even a thought. But there are certain types of work that did not exist in the exact form in the Mishnah. But a counterpart of it, something similar to it, existed in the Mishnah. Now, all the telodes, what is a telode? What is a telode? Let's say, watering plants, is a telode of Zereya. It didn't exist in the Mishnah, watering plants. I mentioned something that is not controversial, because I don't want to mention Zeymeyah, because there is a Machlokes V'Sheni. According to the Rambam, so Zeymeyah pruning, when you take out the bad twigs from the ground, and that conduces it promotes a better growth, so that's an art according to many machines. According to some machines, it's erotic. But watering the plants, just pouring water over plants, if you wash your hands over grass, so that it is told to observe it. Of told observe it. And if you do it during the day, so yachai v'chatos. So that certainly is it all erotic. Why is it erotic? Why isn't it? Why is it a lot of Zereya? Why isn't it an app of Zereya? The answer is Zereya itself, the art existed in the Rish. But watering plants did not exist in the Mishnah. But the counterpart of watering the plants existed in the Mishnah. What is the counterpart of something that is similar to the watering of plants that exists in the Mishnah? Zereya Mamesh. Zereya Mamesh existed in the Mishnah. So Mimele, when Teisve says in Bula Kamet, that according to the Gilse, how the Havel Mishkech Shive call it out, how the Havel Mishkech Shive, how the Havel Mishkech Shive call it the Vode, so how the Havel Mishkech Shive is called it the Vode, so that the important thing is Shive is something that is Choshu, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkech. So Mimele, it is an Av, so Teisves doesn't mean something that is Choshu, but neither this type of work in its exact form exists in the Mishnah, nor a counterpart of it, something analogous to it, exists in the Mishnah. It's still Meloche, Chas V'Sholem. It couldn't be a Meloche if neither this exact form of work, nor the counterpart of it, something analogous to it, resembling it, existed in the Mishnah. So of course it couldn't be a Meloche. But if something is Choshe, even though it did not exist in the Mishkan in the exact form, but it is Choshe, but it got something similar to it did exist in the Mishkan, so Mimele it is enough. But if, let's say, like watering the plants, so if watering the plants would be Choshe, so what in the plants is it a lode? It's not an av. Why? Because it's not a choshev. It's not choshev. But if watering the plants, that's not the best way, you know, of promoting growth. There are better ways of promoting growth than just watering the plants. That's also necessary sometimes. The best way of producing growth is by simply planting, sowing in the ground. But this is also a way of promoting growth. So it's not choshev. But it's a body, it is. Why is it a body? Because the counterpart of the watering of plants existed in the Mishkan. So this is what Jesus means. If something, according to our Gilse, Jesus will come that way, says that the important criterion is Chshivis. That means if something is Choshev, even though it did not prevail in the Mishkan, in the exact form, but something similar to this type of word did prevail in the Mishkan, so then it is enough. But if it didn't exist in the Mishkan altogether, not even a counterpart of it, not something resembling it, so then of course it's no Meloche. Alright. Now, then something else. The Gritao points out so he mentions first Rashi, Gelchwa Godel, Dap Agimu, and Dap Memtesi Rashi. So he says that Zri and Ktsire are Av Meloches, because they existed in the Mishkan in connection with the Samonim. Sheyetzricham Mitzvah. V'loy Pirish B'Zri Aschitin Meloches. Why? Because Rashi said that only that which existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan is a basis for all these melachos. But something that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the Avos Kabbalas in the Mishkan is not a basis for Kabbalah, for melachos. Ach, the Chidushei Harav Reb Avraham Meshel Rambam, hanitfosim b'rei Sefer Maaseh v'Keach, uvetshuvos Rambam, tfus l'pasye, zeh rishayim. So, as a matter of fact, in the Tshuvos again that came out, he didn't have it, they get out. So it's mentioned that Tshuvos. Because of Avin Ahai Goyim Zahav, She'ilu ha-chadosa melochas yeshna mikom tom. V'chol yein, u'v'chvidikin godu, u'v'lumuin, kulo mizera v'kotzer, v'chein gassim et v'lepatein, heim zoru, adem al tizriu, heim kotzu, adem al tizriu. So the Rabbi Goyim says that the reason is why k'tziren, and Zriyeh is an Av Meloche because it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Meloches. But Meloches is something that had nothing to do with the construction of the Mishkan, only with Avos Kabbalas. So we see that Rabbi Goyim is Chelek HaRashi. Alright. I mean, so, that's a very strong guy. Now, the question is that Rashi himself, who allegedly and admittedly is Chelek and Rabbi Goyim Shite, so mentions Rabbi Goyim Shite in Perek HaMatzliach. Daftalik Veis Omud Aleph. Hameitzi, the Mishneh, Hameitzi ben Biminei ben Bismelei b'Sechei Kei o Yaoksei Pov Chayet Shechei Maso b'Tnukos K'lachayadoi, K'lachayodei b'Radoi b'Pi v'Malpakei ויוזני וביסרי ופונדוסי ופי אלומטו בין פונדוסי וחלוקי ובספס חלוקי ומנאלי וסנדלי פוטר שלא ריצי כדרך אמיצי כשחימס אוף דקוס צורה שסייז ביקס אוף יסוף ולמין וסמאלו וחייק ורחב ובשם רבי יצחוק בר יהודה מוצוסי שאומר בשם רבי שמפורש באשס ירושלמי ופקודה סלוזו בנאר אל הקיין שמן המויר ועססמי וחסטומי ושמן המישחו שמן אחות דימים ושמן אחות בסמאו ואחתיכת בחיקי ואחביתי מקאפי. So Rashi explains in the name of Rabbi Goyim why is it higher so בין when it's ניצי בין בנימי בין בסמאוי בסחיקי ולעוצייפו because that was the way that the laws of the Nagel Akeir carried the Kabbalists. But that was not something that was in connection, that was done in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. That was done in connection with Avos Kabbalists every day in the Mishkan, not in connection with the construction. So Rabbi Goyim says it, because Rabbi Goyim Shitosei, so he says that the basis for the Av Meloche of Zeraya is the fact that the Jews in the Midbar were Zeraya for Menoches. Was Zeraya hitting for Menoches. But the Rashi says no, that cannot be used as a basis for Zeraya or the fact that they were Keitzer hitting for Menoches. So it cannot be used as a basis for the Meloche of Keitzer. Only the Zeraya and the Ktzir of Samonim. Because the Samonim were used in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. Construction of the Mishkan. So how does he mention this as a basis? So Rashi says so himself. So we have to say that apparently now Rashi mentions part of the Rabbi Goyim, not the whole Rabbi Goyim. Because Rabbi Goyim, the part that Rashi quotes from the Rabbi Goyim has to do with its own. How do we know that is Chayet ben Biminei ben Bismelei b'Zecheike Yalkseifo because of Upkudas Elozov and Arlaki. So that's the way it was done in the Mishkan, that's the way it was carried. Biminei Bismelei, certain things Elozov and Arlaki and carried Biminei, certain things he carried Bismelei, and so on. So only in connection with the Tzoye he adapts the Shita of Rabbi Goyim. But Rabbi Goyim mentions that in connection with all the Yudalef Meloches that are involved in the processing of bread, he doesn't mention that Rabbi Goyim. Only in connection with Tzoye. So obviously, Rashi distinguishes between the Meloche of Tzoye and all other Meloches. Now, let's turn to Tesis Dav Beis on the Dalek in Shabbos. Now the first Mishnah in Shabbos tells us that it is a Shabbos, Shtayim Shilabah B'Tnim, Shtayim Shilabah. Now we don't have to go over all the Tiyon, but it's important for us to take notice that the Mishnah here discusses two types of Hitzoyer. Hitzoyer the Oni and Hitzoyer the Balabais. And all the Tiyon revolve around these two pivots. In other words, Hitzoyer the Oni and Hitzoyer the Balabais. So why is that important? I mean, it's not important whether the person who is evil, who is high the chatos, is a poor man or a rich man. So what's the difference? Let's say the Oni stands outside and the Balabais stands inside. So there is a Hitzoyer that the Balabais who stands inside commits. How does he do it? The Balabais, he stands inside, so when he takes out, let's say, something, a certain echel, and he hands it and puts it in the hand of the Oni who stands outside, so he's made in the Shusayochim, Roshu Sarabi, and the Tzoye is away from the one who is able to Tzoye, because the Balabais remains standing. Now then, the Balabais also is able to Israel Tzoye. The Oni stands outside, and then he takes something, a certain article of food, that the Oni takes it from the hand of the Balabais who is inside, and he brings it to the outside. So then the Itzoye is towards the Mitzia. When the Balabais is able to Itzoye, so it's away from the Mitzia. The Chayfetz becomes Munach away from the Mitzia. The Mitzia stands inside, and he's Metziah outside. When the Oni is Metziah from the Bais into the Rishus Rabin, so the Tzoye is with the Metziah. That's the distinction. So Teisa says the Kashi. Poshe Balabais is Yodei. Tell me, Amai Tzoyech Lemis Netarate the Oni Balabais. What difference does it make? Away from the Metziah or towards the Metziah? In both situations, so there is a melache of Meitzim Yoshus Ayoch and Yoshus Rabbi. Why does he have to mention it as in two separate categories? The Chayber is where the Polish Gemara, Shtayim Doni, Balabais, Mashayach, Oikvay, Se Shtayim, Malioni, Malioshi. The Nirali, the Yitzrich Lashminon, Mishum, the Yitzoye Melochei Vroei. The Mali Meitzim Yoshus Ayoch, Yoshus Ayoch, Yoshus Rabbi, Mali Meitzim Yoshus Ayoch, Yoshus Ayoch. We told us the Itzoye be Inon Shevinish. So Texas nations come of the common afkiminis between the Meloche of Itzoye and all other Meloches. In regard to all other Meloches, so it is only necessary that the basic category should exist in the mission. But something that did not exist in the exact form in the Mishkan, but it resembles something that existed in the Mishkan, is also higher because the water. But say watering plants. It didn't exist in that form in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they didn't water any plants. There was real manish, but not watering of plants. So but still when one is mashkin zroim, he's higher mishum told of the veil. Why? Because it bears a moderate resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan. It bears a significant resemblance to Zreya Mamish. So the fact that something resembles, that a certain type of work has some resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan, so is enough to make it into the Lord. Mashenike Ligabi Tzoye, which is in Meloche Gruye. So he says, so only if that kind of Itzoye in the exact form existed in the Mishkan. But if it didn't exist in the exact form in the Mishkan, so then it's not even a Torah. And then he says, But so he says, so all melachas adat nitzoyeh. So it's not necessary to have a pasuk. Is there a pasuk that ksiva is a melacha? The Torah doesn't say al tichtivu lo yichtiv b'shabbos. The Torah says v'sasek on melacha in a shabbos. And then we learn out from the Mishkan lametes melachas. So it's not necessary to have a special zerasakosuk in order to make some, to establish a certain type of work as a melacha. Mashenkei da b'itzoye, if there hadn't been a pasuk that spells out its oil, so then, even though it existed in the Mishnah, its oil wouldn't be melach. But only because we have the posik. So, the Av itself requires the posik, and the Tirode of its oil requires existence in the Mishnah in the exact form by other melaches. So the Av itself doesn't require a posik, only existence in this form in the Mishnah. And Tirode doesn't require anything, just that it should bear resemblance to something that existed in the Mishnah. But Itzoyeh, so the Av of Itzoyeh requires a posik. And if there hadn't been a posik of how Yetzir Yishmael came in, even though there is, it existed in the Mishnah, it wouldn't be in the law. And we require two psukim, one posik in regard to the Itzoyeh of Yoni, where the Itzoyeh consists in Zmeitzi, Mishisayochi, Mishisarabi, towards himself, and then another posik in regard to Balabais, where the Balabais is Mitzi Mishisayochi, Mishisarabi, away from himself. So, after all, it's the same kind of Itzoyeh in any other Meloche. It wouldn't even make sense that we should require a special Mokeh for this kind of Meloche, another kind of Meloche which is the same except with an insignificant change, variation. But by Itzoyeh, we require a special posik for every type of Itzoyeh, a special posik for the type of Itzoyeh that where the Itzoyeh is towards the Meitzi, Itzoyeh of the Oni, and the special Zerzakosu in regard to the Itzoyeh of the Balabais, where it's away from the Meitzi. And in order to be the order of Meitzi, so it must exist in the Mishnah in the exact form, Adam Melochas not. Why? Because Sotesa says, because Itzoyeh is a Melochic Oye. What does it mean, Melochic Oye? Why is Itzoyeh a Melochic Oye? It's not a Melochic Oye. Itzoyeh is, sometimes Itzoyeh involves very difficult work. If you carry a handkerchief in the pocket, so it doesn't involve any difficult work. But if you carry a heavy bundle, so it's very heavy work, very difficult work. So the pshat, the plain pshat in Melachos Chuli is because we learn out all the melachos of Shabbos from the Melachos HaMishkan. And in regard to Melachos HaMishkan, so the Torah employs the expression Melachos Machshavos. So there are all kinds of melachos that are deduced from Melachos Machshavos. Mikaltil is deduced from Melachos Machshavos, and Misasik is deduced from Melachos Machshavos. There are kama halachos that are implicit in the Zerzakos Melachos Machshavos. But what's the literal meaning of Melachos Machshavos? The literal meaning of Melachos Machshavos is creative work. That's the literal meaning of Melachos Machshavos. So except for Itzoyeh, every meloche of the Amites meloches represents creative work. You produce something. When you sow, so you produce something. When you bake, you produce something. When you harvest, you produce something. When you are bereh, when you are dosh, you remove the seeds of grain from the shebeles, from the ears of grain. You produce something. I mean, you adapt something to a certain use, to a certain function. But Itzoyeh, it doesn't involve any creative work. It's the same object, but except that 5 years before it was here, and 5 minutes later it's somewhere else. But there is no change in the heft, in the object. So, mainly, this is the unique characteristic of Itzoyeh, that is not true of all other melachos. All other melachos, there is a certain change. There is a certain shinu in an object. Here, no shinu in the object. So it's a melachos. But it's a melachos just the same. But because it's a Lochit Fuyeh, it doesn't involve any change, any creative work. So in Mele, we must have a special posik. I mean, it's in Kene, by Halom Yobi, and then even to become it a Lode, so it must exist in that exact form in the Mishnah. All right. So in Mele, Rashi Shite Yis. Rashi is Chelit HaRabin HaGoyin. Rabin HaGoyin Shite Yis, that anything that existed in connection with our worst kabbonis in the Mishkan is also a basis for the Ramatest laws. But Rashi Shite is only that which existed, the Alfuse of the Smichus, between Shabbos, Lechas HaMishkan, only applies to those things that prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. Not those types of work that prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the Havas Kabonis of the Mishkan. Havas Kabonis of the Mishkan. So that's Rashi. But in regard to Itzoye, so Teisa says that there is a distinction in regard to Itzoye. In other words, first of all, the art has to be established by special Zerzakos, not by the mere existence in the Mishkan. And the Talode has to be established by its existence in the exact form in the Mishkan. So in regard to Itzoye, where the art is already established, for his special Zerzakosu, for Yitzin Shikimei, by Chalom Yehovi. So, and what is the purpose of the existence in the Mishkan? To establish the Torahs. Certain things that are not spelled out in the Psukim of Yitzin Shikimei, that are not spelled out in the Pasuk of Chalom Yehovi. So, they are still Melochas, still others of Yitzin, by virtue of the fact that they existed in that form, not the counterpart of that kind of Itzoye, but the exact form of Itzoye existed in the Mishnah. So Rashi Shite is, now Rashi was bothered. Now the Mishnah here, in a Matzliah, now let's turn again to the Mishnah Matzliah. Dr. Gvezom now. Ameitzi beiliminei beilismelei beisecheikei ulalseif of chai, shechimasa bnei kos. והחיודי ורגלי בפיו מרפקי ובאוסני ובשרי ובפונדוסי ופיולמטו ובפונדוסי וחלוקי ובספס חלוקי ומנלי וסנדלי פוטה שלא יצא בגלל החמצי. So if somebody carries out, let's say, puts his handkerchief in the shul and he carries it outside, he's not חי וחמצי. Because it's not the דרך of people to carry a handkerchief in the shul. It's the דרך of people to carry a handkerchief in the pocket or in the hand, but not in the shul. Or if you put a handkerchief, let's say, inside the bend of the head. So, it's lachayav, it's not the derech hamitzi. What's the usual way of carrying? The usual way, in the pocket or in the hand. Now, so why does the Mishnah tell us? Hamitzi ben b'minei ben b'smelei b'sechikei al-ksef of chayim, shechim aset nekos. Now, but, b'mar pakei b'osnei b'sarei b'pundosei ispot. Except, let's say, one Tana says that if the chayim is Yetzir on Shabbos with the needle behind his ear, so for that kind of a person, in other words, a member of a certain profession who are accustomed to keep the needles behind, or let's say somebody, a scrivener, with the pen behind the ear, so one Tana says that he is high. Why? Because for the members of that particular profession, it is the natural way of carrying. But for a layman who is not a member of that profession, who is not a scrivener, if he will go outside in Shabbos with the pen behind his ear, he certainly potter, because lachayat, it's not a natural way to care. So that's the reason as to why bipi, bimarpeke, biosne, bisare, bidose, sees potter, because it's not derech hamitzi. Now, how about smelei ishai? So the question arises, monefshach, it's a question of mitzias. Why does the Mishnah tell us? Why does the Mishnah tell us this thing? It's a question of mitzias. So if the derech of people is to carry objects in the left hand, it is chayim. If the derech of people is to carry objects only in the right hand, it should be potter. But the Mishnah wants to tell us that it's the derech of people to carry in the left hand too. Fine. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us that? That might vary from generation to generation and from place to place. Maybe in one place it is the derech of people to carry in the left hand. And in other place, it's not the derech of people to carry in the left hand. What kind of a chiddush is it? Mishnah have to tell us that. That might vary from generation to generation and from place to place. Maybe in one place, it is the derech of people to carry in the left hand. And in other place, it's not the derech of people to carry in the left hand. What kind of a chiddush is it? And then Rashi mentioned the name of Arai Goyen, that the reason is why it's higher, because the laws of the Nagan Akeyan carried certain things of the Mishnah. He carried in connection with Avos Kabbalah, he carried in the left hand. And certain things he carried on the shoulder. So it's a question of mitzvahs. Why are you fussing from the laws of an Aaron Akeh? But the answer is this. Of course, it goes without saying that a person carries in the right hand more often than the left hand. But sometimes he carries certain small objects. So it's not as customary, it's not as usual as the minute, but it is carried sometimes. So Mele, we could say, since Hitzoye is a Meloche Gruy, And because of that, so something that bears a near resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan is not enough to establish it as a Telode. In order to be established as a Telode, so it must have existed in the Mishkan in the exact form, not just a counterpart of it. So if we did not have a counterpart of it in that form, in the Mishkan, so then it couldn't even be a Telode. So this is what Rashi mentions in the name of Rabbi Goyen, and vis-a-vis, sorry, where the Av is already established, the Av is already established through Exeras HaKosov. And in regard to Adam Roches, the Telode could be established without anything, without existence in the Mishkan, just by virtue of the fact that the counterpart of it was in the Mishkan. So the Telode that resembles that which exists in the Mishkan could be established as a Telode. But by Tzorizim Roche Goyer, so the Av is established because of his special Zerzakosuv, by Chalur and Rabi, and the Telode must also be established by virtue of its existence in the exact form in the Mishkan. So as long as it existed in the exact form, in connection, in the Mishkan, even though it was in connection with Avos Kavanos, not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so it's enough to establish a Telode of its own when the Av is established on the basis of a special Zasakos. But, so Rashi rejects Rabbi Goyen Shite in regard to Adam Loches, where the existence in the Mishkan, where the existence of the counterpart of a certain Loch in the Mishkan, establishes a certain act as a Telode. So as a Melacha, I mean, as an Av. I mean, the existence in the exact form in the Mishkan establishes in regard to all other Melachas. So the existence of a certain type of work in a certain form establishes that type of work as an Av Melacha. So in order to be established as an Av Melacha, when we don't have any Gzeiras HaKosov that spells it out as an Av Melacha, so it is necessary that it should exist in a certain form in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But if it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Kavanos, and there is no pasuk that spells it out as a Melacha, so then it cannot be established as a Melacha. Masha'ik in regard to Itzoye, where the basic category of Itzoye is spelled out in all its details. Itzoye of Oni, Itzoye of Balabai, so it's spelled out by Psukim, by Psukim of Yetzei Shvikere, by the Psukim of Maichalel Omiyov. So it is necessary to establish a certain type of Itzoye that is very similar to the Itzoye that is spelled out by Psukim, except there is a certain variation. Let's say somebody who carries in the left hand, it's not the most usual way of carrying is in the right hand. The most usual way is not by carrying it on the shoulders. Most people, the average person, doesn't carry objects on the shoulders. Only certain objects are carried on the shoulders. So without its existence in the Mishkan, so then it wouldn't become a Telode. But as long as it existed in the Mishkan, even though it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Kavanos, not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so that establishes it as a Telode. But Rabbi Goyen goes beyond that, and Rabbi Goyen applies the same principle in regard to the establishment of basic categories of melachos by virtue of the fact that certain types of work existed in connection with Avos Kavanos. Rashi is chilek on that. So the basic category of a work of melachos cannot be established on the basis of the fact that it existed in connection with Avos Kavanos, only if it existed in connection with the construction of Mishkan. But in regard to Itzoye, where the basic category of Itzoye is explicit in the Psukim, Al Yetzei Ish Menkeime, by Chalei Om Yom. So we only have to establish certain telodes. So in order to establish telodes, so the existence, the fact that it existed in Avos Kavanos, it was involved in Avos Kavanos, is also it. All right. Now. All right. Now, obviously what? Avoyim Chosarachas. Azereya. What does Azereya mean? Sowing. That when you put seeds into the land, into the soil. Yes, so Valer. Oh, in the Chaname. So the Rashi in Pas, and the Rashi in Pas, he also says the same thing. In other words, since Zere Bere Romiraki, all the three existed in the Mishnah. Zere in their exact forms, they existed in the Mishnah. And so, but Kesish also existed in the exact form in the Mishnah. But still, it's not counted as a separate melachim. Why? Because that is not so choshev. So Memela, it cannot be counted as a separate melachim. So Kesish is included in the category of Dosh, even though it existed in the Mishnah. Because it's not so choshev. How do we know that Kesish is not so choshev? Vis-a-vis, let's say, Zeyre Bera Omerake, the Tachoshu. So Rashi says, and he explained the Gemara, because Kesey, so Aniyim, it pass, and they skip that stage of Kesey. They skip it altogether. They omit it. Mashein Kei, no one omits, skips this Meloche of Zeyre Bera Omerake. So this is a necessary stage in the processing, of pass. So that gives it special chshives. So even though the three are very analogous to each other, because there is a common aspect to Zeira Bira Meraki. What's the common aspect to Zeira Bira Meraki? The common aspect of Zeira Bira Meraki consists that all the three melachos consist in the removal of impurities of sailors from it. The removal. So when you winnow the grain, you remove the maize. When you are bera, So you remove all the impurities, the pebbles and all kinds of things that are in the kidneys or whatever it is. When you are merakeit, so you remove the inferior part of the flour of the flour from the superior part of the flour. So they have one common aspect. So they should be counted. They all existed in the Mishnah. So because of that, they all counted as separate melachos. And if somebody would be a Zeira and a Bera and a Merake, it would be higher three chatois, not one chatos. But if somebody would be Dosh, it would be Kesish, even though Kesish also is in the Mishkan, so it would be higher only one chatos. Why? Because Kesish is not so important. It's not so choshev. Because in many processing of pas, it is omitted altogether. Mashen Kinzera Bero Merakit is not omitted even by Anim, even by Pupi. So it's a necessary stage in the processing of past. So Mimele, it is counted separately because of the Chshives. And he says, why do we mention Eife as the Ark? Even though the Mishkan, not Eife existed in the construction of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, so in the construction of the Mishkan, Mevashel Samonim existed. So still, Eife is mentioned as the basic category, not Mevashel. Why? Because on one hand, so Eife and Mevashel, so is one thing. I mean, that they both represent certain types of cooking. Let's say cooking in English is a general term. So if cooking includes boiling and baking and frying and boiling and roasting and whatever other form of cooking you have. So they have a common feature. Boiling and baking. Mivashel and Eife. But Eife is more choshuv than Mivashel. Why? Because Eife is used in the processing of pas. Pas is something very important. So Mimele, it's more choshev than Mivashel. Mivashel is not used in the passing of fast. Of course, you can build bread too. But you know, but usually when you make bread, when you fast as bread, you don't boil it. You just bake it. So because of that, so Eife is the basic category. Not Mivashel. You see, this is what Rashi means. This is what Rashi means. Alright, anyway, now. So Hazeireya. So obviously Rochas Abu Khatrachas has a Reya Vahirish, Vahirish, Vahit. So the Reya was Mishkan in connection with the Samoni, not in connection with the Menoches according to Rashi. According to Rabbi Goyen, so it existed in Mishkan in connection with the Menoches.
Achirish, the Akeitzer, the Amamir. Amamir means Maulim Alumim, so that means the binding of sheaves. So that's Meloch. The Adosh. Adosh is threshing. So the basic Meloch of Dosh consists in the removal of the seeds of grain from the Shebeles, from the ears of grain. From the ears of grain. Now, the Gemara says that Zeira, Dera, and Merakeit are very similar to each other. And why are they counted separately? Because they each one existed in the Mishkan separately. So that's why. How about, so Gemara only mentions the three, Zeira, Dera, and Merakeit, as being almost the same, and still they are counted separately. The Gemara does not mention Dosh at all. Dosh is also has the same common denominator as Zeira, Bira, and Merakeit. What does Dosh consist of? Also the removal of certain Seiles. Who is interested in the Shebeles, in the ears of grain? So, I mean, the main thing is not the Shebeles, it's the seed of grain. So when you remove, when you thresh grain, and you remove the seeds from their Shebeles, from their ears, so the you in effect remove an eichel from Seiles. An eichel from Seiles. So why does the Gemara only mention Zeira, Bira, and Merakeit? So the Rach points out. I mean, and there is no machlekes on there. He says that there is one essential distinction between Dosh on one end and Zeira, Bira, and Merakeit on the other. That essential feature of Dosh, as contrasted with the other removals of Seiles from Eichel, consists in the fact that in Dosh, so there is attachment. The seeds of grain are attached to the ears of grain. They are attached. Masha'inkin in Zeira, Bira, and Merakeit, there is no attachment between, there is no chibur. There is no chibur between the Seiles and the Eichel. But there is just, they are just newer, just mixed up. Let's say when you sift flour in a strainer. So you remove the inferior, you separate the inferior element from the superior element. When you are bare kidneys, whether it's biad or bikli, whatever it is, so then you remove certain impurities, whether it's pieces of straw or pebbles, I mean whatever it is, from the kidneys. So until the removal, they were not attached to each other. They were separate from each other, but they were mixed up together. So the essence of Zeira, Bira, and Merakeit consists in separating two things from one another when they were in a state of mixture of commingling. But there was no attachment. Masha'inkin in Dosh, when you take out, when you thresh grain and you remove the seeds of grain from the Shiboyles, so then it's attached to the Shibayis. That's the essential feature of Dosh. Now according to one, we didn't go over it yet. Now let's say according to the Rashbam Shite, in Tesfes that findim on the base, the Achas Mishim Mifarek, in Nirolik Mishim Kodesh Rashi Shemparek for Hilom Masoim in Apere Sholom, Ewa for Shepirei Shrabi Mishmuel, Sheyesha at Morim Klipo Eleno, Uch Shumate Bit Morim, Mifarek es a Klipo Minat Morim, Vahavek Midosh and Farek Sakwem Shabit. So as the Gretal points out, and the Aga Vurche, that you cannot learn Yuch HaShabbos without the Gretal. So as the Gretal points out, so in other words, the Rashbam Shite is, that the essential feature, you see, of, there is another essential feature of Dosh. In other words, that one thing envelops the other. But that is only according to Rashbam. Rashi Shite is not like that, because Rashi says, so there it doesn't envelop, it's just a detachment from the branch, but there is no, one does not cover the other, it's not enveloped. So that's only Rashbam Shite, but not according to all Rishayim. But all Rishayim agree that the essential feature of Dosh is that there is chibur, and then you remove one thing that was mechubra to the other. Masha'inkin in Beirei, so there is no chibur, just mixed up together. Let's say, when you peel oranges, so the peeling of oranges does not involve the shayla of Beirei. It involves the shayla of Dosh. But let's say, but other things, in, let's say, when you eat soup, and there are all kinds of things in the soup, and you want to remove it, so then let's say, suppose there is a fly in the soup, I mean, suppose there is fat in the soup, and you don't like the fat, and you want to remove the fat from the soup. The soup is the thing that you like, and the fat is the thing that you don't like. Then it involves the shaila in vera. Why? Because the fat and the rest of the soup are not mechubad each other, they are just mixed up together. But it's in the peel of the orange, and the orange itself is attached to each other. So that doesn't involve the shaila of vera. You see, taking out, let's say, a fly from the soup, or removing the fat from the soup, involves the shaila in vera, not in dosh. But peeling oranges, so that involves the shayla in dosh. So you ask how are we allowed to eat oranges? We'll discuss that. Now it's not the time. We're not learning dosh. Yes, what is it?
How would Rashi explain kolay?
Please, I'm not discussing that now. I just mentioned the Rashi here. I mean that Rashi and the Rashbam Achelik. Rashi and the Rashbam Achelik as to whether enveloping the thing that one envelops the other is an essential feature in dosh. According to the Rashbam, it is an essential feature of dosh, and according to Rashina, we'll discuss all these shilas. Alright, now, so then hadosh, that's fresh. Hazere, we know it. Habere, that's electing the impurities from the kidneys. Hatechein, that's grinding, milling. Hamerake, that's sifting. Halosh, that's kneading. When you make a mix, when you knead the dough. Hoefe, that's baking. Hagizis is a tzemer, when one shears the wool from the sheep. So that's gizis is a tzemer. Hamilabne, bleaching. In other words, if you whiten it. So that's, if you whiten cloth, when you bleach it, or when you wash cloth. So it's also milabe. So then you are chayev mishum. Mishum milabe. Hamnapse. Hamnapse is heckling of the wool, or the combing of the wool. Hateve. Dyeing it, tzveya, when you dye something, hateve spinning, in other words, when you make threads, so that's meloche, hamesach. Now, if you want to visualize these things, you have to go over. So you have to go over, you know, these things, Hamesir, Hoesibis, Botinirin, Hoeri, Kapitzea, in order to visualize these things. He has a diagram here with Beres Israel. And if you want to understand and to visualize the diagram of the Beres Israel, so you should look up in the good encyclopedia on weaving and the ancient process of weaving that wasn't done the way it's done today. So then you'll be able to understand the Pharisee's one. So anyway, so in the loom you had a number of threads stretched out, and the threads were attached to certain poles. To certain poles they were attached. So that is Mesach, when you stretch out the threads in the loom, in the heddle. It's called the heddle. So this is a heddle, you know. This is a heddle, H-E-D-D-L-E. So if you look up in the Britannica about the ancient weaving process, so you'll see how it was done. So this is the heddle. So you have many poles. It's a certain kind of a frame, you know, four sides. And you have, let's say, this is a thread, so it's attached to one pole. And as the soil says, it doesn't have to be attached by being, you know, pushed into, by being knocked into the pole. You can just wind it around the pole, as long as it is attached to the pole. It doesn't make any difference. It can be attached to the pole by knocking in a screw in the, or a nail in the pole, and then to tie it on the plate. Or you can just wind it around, and then it will become attached to the pole. So this is the heddle that Beres Yisrael has. So Mesach consists in stretching out the threads in the loom. So that is Mesach. That is Mesach. Alright. Now, the Oise Shtei Botinim. Now, what is Eisei Shteibot in Yerim? Eisei Shteibot in Yerim, that's not the Meloche of Erek, but it was involved in the Meloche of Erek, the way it was done in those days. Now, the Pharisee Soil has here the diagram. So you see, he has here a heddle. It consists of four poles, of four beams. So, and then, he had here threads. And then, here in the middle, you have loops. You see the small circles. You have the loops. And the threads, the chutim that was stretched out from one beam to the other, from one pole to the other, was put through each string, each chut was put through a loop. And the pulling through the loop, you see these little circles, so that made it stand. Otherwise, it wouldn't remain in place. So these are botinirim. Now, Baruch Yisrael knew Greek very well, so he says, or is a shtei botinirim, because near in Greek is a loop, and is a thread, I mean, is a chut. Near in Greek is a chut, and base near is a loop through which you pull through a chut. Now, but, so that is what we still find in Machlekes between Rashi and the Tisus Reed. What is Botinir? So Rashi says here, Botinirin Rites, Shenosam Shnei Chutin Bisei Chabayis. Near. Oh yeah, alright. We gave him a memorabin, the Chulim, the Chulim, the Chulim, the Chulim, the So he says, Shenosam Shnei Chutin Bisei Chabayis. So it's mashma by motion of Rashi that the race of Shnei Botinirin consists not in the making of the loops themselves. These are the loops. And then the chutim that are stretched out, that are set up in the loom, are pulled through the loops. And that makes it, that stabilizes the chutim. Otherwise, if you didn't pull the chutim through the loops, so then it wouldn't be stable. It wouldn't be firm. So these are these little rings, are the loops. And the chutim are drawn through these loops. So from Rashi it's mashma that in order to be hired on the score of Eisei Shteibot in Urim, so he has to pull the chutim through the loops. But suppose he'll make the loops and he will not pull the chutim through the loops, then he's not hired. This is how it's mashma from Rashi. And that this is really is massive. Or he say, Shnei Botinir, Pirish Ameir, Edes Rashi, Sheno Sam Shnei Chutim Bisei Chabayis, Bisei Chabayis Nir. Veili Nirav, Shach Nosa Sa Chutim, and why did Rashi explain that way? Because, as the Tiferes Yisrael points out, Nir is a Greek word, and it means Chut. So Beis Nir means the place, the Bais, for which the Chut is drawn through. So Memele seems the Mishnah uses the Losh base near the place through which chutim are pulled through. In other words, that which stabilizes and holds the chutim. So we are only chayiv. So Rashi deduced from the expression that is used that his only chayiv is machmis the chutim b'secha base near. But suppose he just sets up the loops and he's not machmis the chutim through the loops, he's not chayiv. So he says, Pirish Amir, Shinos Kash Mechutim Bisecha Beisnir. Veni Nirali, Shachnos Es Achutim Bisecha Beisnir, Ubichlau Nesach. Lamdo Shini Oso Shnei Botinirin, Eni Mashmakim. Shehoi Lomu Leima, Vamachni Shnei Chutim Bisecha Beisnir. So he has two kashes against Rashi. Number one, if he is chayev, only if he pulls the chutim through the Beisnir, so then he is chayev Mishem Mesach. What does Mesach mean? Mesach means the setting up of the loop. When you set up, you know, this is the, in the heddle, when you set up the chutim in the heddle, when you attach one end of the chut to one beam or to one pole, and the other end of the chut to the other beam, to the other pole, then you are meisach. So manifya, of course, you don't set it up if you don't have the loops, so then it's not set up firm. So then you're not bechayiv mishumeisach either. When will be meisach? Chayiv mishumeisach if you set it up in such a way that it's all ari. In other words, the heddle was used in connection with ari. So memele, when is it all ari? When can it be used as an aid in ari, in the weaving of garments, only when the chutim are set up in such a way that they are pulled through the loops. But if they are not pulled through the loops, so then they're not set up in a sufficiently firm manner that they could be used as an aid in the Arida process. So the first kasha by the Tesis Rebbe against Rashi is Monefsheh. If he pulls the hood through the loop, so then he's Chayiv Mishumeisach. So we don't have to resort to Hesed Badinirei. That's one kasha. And then the second kasha is if he's only Chayiv when he pulls the chutim through the loop, not force, just setting up the loop. He's not chayev, so he should say v'amach nishnei chutim b'seir v'esniyah. And the Lashna Mishnah is ho'eiseh shnei batim. Elo ho'eiseh, so he's chayev kamarash. Elo ho'eiseh yipirushei shemisakein ha'b'esniyah b'mokim shewosid lehachmis chutei ha'shes ubein kol chutei v'chut shal keishchei batimirin v'kri bais. So, in other words, so if he's misaking, if he sets up the loops in the place so that he will be able to pull the chutei ashesi through them and make the chutei ashesi adapted for the weaving process, then, so by just making, by setting up the loops, he's chayev. V'chut shel keish chebatinirin, yichre bais. ואם תיקן שני בתנירים הוא חייב אף על פי שנגיע בשסתי כלל ואם הוא אוכל בפני עצמי. Why? So that means, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Tesis Rebbe. What does Eise Batinirim mean? According to Rashi, according to Tesis Rebbe, the most Rishayim agree with Tesis Rebbe. From the Rambam it's much more than Tesis Rebbe. I mean, most Rishayim it's much like this. So according to Tesis Rebbe, the most Rishayim Eise Shnei Batinirim consists in the making of the loops, or the making of the loops. But so why is it called Beisnir? Beisnir, as the Pharisee Israel points out, in Greek it means a bais through which you pull through the chutim. The answer is, if somebody will just make, suppose I'll just play a game and I'll just make this is a loop, I want the chayav hados just like this. That's a good loop. So in other words, only when the loop is, so I will not be, suppose I make two things like that, I'll be chayav hados, I want the chayav hados. So only if one is eise shtei batinirim, in other words, if it is set up in such a way that it will be adapted for weaving, the way they are set up in the loom, you know, in the heddle, then it's so that's why the Mishnah uses the Loshon Ho'eiseh Shnei Batinirim. Ho'eiseh Shnei Batinirim, in other words, it buys for chutim. Because if one will just make a loop just like that, just as by way of a play, of a game, so we'll not be chayav. But only if he sets up the loops in such a way that they will be adapted for the loop. Now, you can ask, but if this is not so, the Gemara says that one is chayav echatos mishumeisa badinirin, even if it's not done in connection with weaving process. Now, the Gemara that I'm valid on the base, and now if one makes a basket, so it's chayav so many chatois, so when now, one of them is eisa badinirin. As a matter of fact, I have here a Xerox copy. An encyclopedia that explains, you know, the ancient form of weaving. So in other words, so the term weaving is loosely applied to the making of matting, baskets, wickerwork and braids, as well as a cloth. So in other words, so the Gemara says that if one makes a basket, when one makes a basket, so one of the hatoris, so when you make baskets, so you have twigs, let's say. This is the kind of a basket. It's made of it. So you have horizontal twigs, and you have vertical twigs, and you have horizontal twigs. And then you put one on top of the other. So you have one twig like this, one twig like this, and one twig like this, and like this. That's horizontal twigs. Then you take, and you set up twigs in a vertical direction, like this, like this. So you form, what in here? You form loops. That's the way a basket is made. So there you are highly mishmeisim what you're hearing. Because true, the basket is not going to be used in connection with weaving, but it's going to be used to hold something, to hold the twigs, you see. So it will be used in the same way as the botinia are used in the weaving process. So in other words, so when is one hired on the score of Eise botinia, if he sets up a loop for the purpose of holding the chute ashesi, chute aref, it doesn't have to be a chute in that, it can be twigs too in a basket, you know. So then you are higher mishmeisa botinirin. But according to Rashi, so you are only higher mishmeisa botinirin if you pull the chute through the near, through the loop. It doesn't have to be that the loop that is in the handle. It can be the loop that is in the making of baskets. So it's also it's made in order to hold to hold the twigs.
How does it make the baskets?
I'm not going to explain it to you because I don't know how to make baskets, and I certainly wouldn't undertake to make a basket. But I know that it's used in the making of baskets.
I'll
suggest to you that you look over in the Encyclopedia Britannica. I mean, the way they made baskets in the ancient times. I don't know, but I suppose that today they make it on the chain, they make it in altogether different way.
You make a botanirin in a basket.
So you make botanirin because you set up twigs like this, in a horizontal direction. One twig and another twig and another twig, and then in the vertical direction. So you make botanirin. Alright, now. So they make shnei. Now, please, I want to go over the mission.
Let's go finish the
Arabic
best. Let's go
finish the Arabic. All right, you're going to
finish the Arabic. Here, the button here, that's a good
thing. That doesn't matter. It's all right. In the weaving, it's all right. So in the heddle, so when you make the loops, so that's not in the Shasid Arabic. But when you make a basket, so the loops are made in connection with the placing of the chasse and the arev. That's true.
So then you have two in that case.
What two
hatoris? You have to make
a chasse and the arev. What kind of echmochi chasse and arev? When you do it in cloth, so then it's a chiyuv of eirik. But when you make a basket, so then when you make the botinia, so then the chayev is made botinia.
Why is it eirik? Why is it not already in the basket?
You go over the Gemara and then you ask the questions. All right, please. Goyerek shnei chutin, v'apitzeya shnei chutin. Now, what is pitzeya? What is pitzeya? Pitzeya, there are many pshat in pitzeya. Let's see what Rashi says pitzeya is. Ha-pitzeya minatik pomim sheyesh v'shnei chitin yesa midai. U-minatik mehen. U-maklish o-mitzerech. What does it mean? Pomim sheyesh b'shnei chitin yesa medai. In other words, sometimes a thread, a string is too long. So what? So it tears it off. So why does he say umaklish al tzeirach? What does he mean umaklish al tzeirach? He weakens it. Tzeirach, it's too long. So it's kereya. So it's kereya. Why does he mention? What does he mean? Pomim sheyesh b'shnei chitin yesa medai. Umunatik man. And he doesn't say. So, oruch yisamidai. What pomim sheyesh b'shnei chutin yisamidai. Uminatik man, and he tears off, and he strips off. Umaklishon, he weakens them for a purpose. What is Rashi? Now let's see it. That's Rashi's pshat. How does the Rambam explain it? Now the Rambam, Pirkei Avot Shabbos, Halacha Chof, Habitzeya Shnei Chutin Chayev, Ubitzeya Hu Amafchish Esor. So according to the Rambam, Bitzeya means, I don't know whether there is such a word in the dictionary, but why couldn't we make up such a word? D-weave, he weaving, you know, there is a process of weaving. So what, how is weaving done? By combining the warp with the woof, right? That's weaving. So Pitzei Aikorik the Rambam is the weaving, when you separate the warp from the woof. And don't ask me to make a demonstration of it. First of all, I don't have a room before me, and even if I had, I wouldn't be able to make a demonstration. So anyway, Pitzeya means the separation of the warp from the wood, from the wood. The weaving. Weaving consists in combining the warp with the wood, the shase with the aret, and Pitzeya means the weaving. Abitzeya shnechut yechayev ubitzeya hu amapchish esor. He de-weaves. Pei sheitzi orev nashasi, or sheever hashas v'orev. He doesn't make a difference whether he removes the warp from the roof or the roof from the warp. He doesn't make a difference. Harei ze bitzeya v'chayev. Vihu shelo yemikalkel, elo yisrabin yisakel, ki derech sheitzi neilu shemachin esabgodim v'chalim v'yeseh, shebeitzim v'akach miyachim v'chizrim v'erdim. Chutin shebotzu, ad sheyasu shnei abgodin ha-shnei akonim echa. Alright. Now, habitzeya, ha-seiser es ha-kli ha-lisake, lisake in ha-vizitev es bitzeya, v'shiur ha-kishir ha-bitzeya. If someone is seiser the kli, so that is tilde of bitzeya. In other words, let's say, if a woman has Chinese pigtails, and if she would be seiser, it might be, I'm not saying. And if she seiser, or that clear, so that might involve the meloche of bitzeya. So, it's a lot of bitzeya. So, according to the Rambam, bitzeya means the weaving. The separation of the wall, the removal of the wall from the wall, for the wall from the wall. The Raivit is masik. Because of the Raivit Zal, Zah Perush Neitel Kerei Al Maslik. If he separates, he tears off, he strips off the warp from the woof from the warp. So then it's for a purpose, so it's kereyal masli sake. Not pitzeya. Uchvo ushono bimishne. Vionu nikugolin bitzeya kmoi pitzeya. The Rambam doesn't use the Russian pitzeya, but bitzeya. Vuhu Russian chituch. Shechiter bishutin sheacha sheishli marigose. Chiter esorug. So in other words, according to the Raivet, so pitzeya means that if you have a woven piece, a woven piece, and then some threads protrude beyond the woven piece. This is the woven material. And then there is a thread that protrudes. It did not participate, this thread, whether it's a thread of the warp or of the woof, so did not become integrated, you know, in the weaving process. So it remained protruding, bulging out, and then he tears it off, that the thread that protrudes beyond the woven piece, that's pitzeya. Now, the Magid Mishneh, Masheinke, if you strip off the warp from the wool, then it's kereya. Now, the Magid Mishneh, in regard to the Raivet's Kashi, against the Rambam, that if, let's say, he separates the warp from the wool, so then it should be kereya al menas litveya. Umasha omar shekirush rabbeinu neite li kereya al menas litveya. Yesh leima sheindei me kereya hachutin atzmon. וחיתך אחס לשניים בזה, שהנחית חונה למפחידו. So he says, it's here it's not considered kereya. If there hadn't been a chiyuv of pitzeya, I wouldn't be chayev, according to Rambam. Why? Because in kereya, so it's חיתך אחס לשניים. מה שאם כן here, you had two separate things. You had a warp and you had a woof. And then you combined them together. The weaver combined them together. So when he separates, when he removes the warp from the wool, he's not actually kereya, because he merely separates. He severs that combination that was made originally between the warp and the wool. So merely he's not chayev mishin kereya. He's not chayev. Anyway, so we see we have two pshat.
One pshat is of the Rambam, and the Rambam pshat is that pitzeya means the separation of the warp from the womb. The other pshat of these of the Raivet, and the pshat of the Raivet is that it means if there is a thread that protrudes beyond the woven piece, and that thread was did not enter into the weavery, into the weaving, so and it tears it off, so that's correct, that's pitzeya. I mean, as a matter of fact, the Raivet is very strange. He has sekashe against the Rambam. If the pshat in pitzeya is that he separates the warp from the roof, he strips off the warp from the roof, so then he should be higher than the score of Kerem. So he rejected. So he mentioned another pshat. So you would expect that according to his pshat, he could interpret kashe. But the truth is that according to Raivet's pshat, that kashe is even stronger, because the whole approach is as far as the Rambam is concerned, so the Magid Mishnah gives a good teretz. Shein day mekireyachut in atzmon, v'chitrachas l'shnayim, v'ozeh shein echitchon ala mafki d'orup. But that teretz you can only give against the Rambam, but you cannot give that teretz against the Raivet. So the same kasha that he asks against the Rambam, he should ask against himself, but it's not our Indian. It's not, we'll discuss it later. But, so we have two pshats so far. The Rambam's pshat is that pitzeya means the removal of the warp from the roof, and the Raivet pshat is the tearing off of the chut that protrudes beyond the woven piece. Then Rashi is mashmai different pshat. Rashi is mashmai. Rashi is not, certainly not the pshat of the Rambam, and it's not mashma that Rashi means the pshat of the Raivet. He says minatik pomim sheyesh b'shnei chutim yesa midai u'minatik mem maklish onzeh. Now it's very obscure what Rashi means. I think that Rashi means this in pitzeya. Let's say, you know, you have threads that are multiple folds. I mean, not one fold, but double fold, three fold, four fold, five fold. In the Mishkan you had a thread that was six fold. So if the thread is multiple fold, in other words, each thread really was six fold. Sixfold. And then he feels, so this is what Rashi means. Hapitzeya minatik. Pomim sheyesh b'shnei chutin yesa medai. In other words, it's sixfold. He doesn't want it sixfold. He wants it fivefold, or fourfold, or threefold. It's too much. So memele umnatik man. So he tears off from the sixfold thread, you see, a umaklishon, to make it thinner, weaken it. So that's pitzeya. That's pitzeya. Now, let's see what I think that this is what Rashi meant. Now, the Ram mentions a fourth pshat in the name of the Rav. Hapitzeya shnei chutim. Pirush Rozal. ופיצייה הוא שחוט אחד ניתן פיצייה ראשיהם ושיזרו מיד עד שיהיה נערק ושיהיה נערק וכרומה וכשהוא סוקן בשני חוטים. Now what does he mean? It's very